This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
301-230-0980 is the number here on this game day edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham alongside Anthony Haney, riding with you for about another half hour before myself and Denton Day get you warmed up for Bears and Commanders. We've got the Burgundy and Gold pregame show coming up at 6:30 on 106.7 The Fan, as well as the Team 980. And then remember, starting at the 2-minute warning, we are live on YouTube on 106.7 and the Team 980 all the way through halftime. And then rejoin us with 2 minutes left in regulation. We'll take you up until about 40 minutes after the final whistle blows. Myself and Denton Day rolling with you hot and heavy here on a Burgundy and Gold game day. Want to get to our Super Six Pack, our top six commanders that we're going to put under the microscope, who must play well in order for D.C. to get its first winning streak of the year. And I thought, how appropriate would it be for us to tag in our co-host here on the Burgundy and Gold today, Super Bowl winning tight end for your Washington Redskins, Rick Doc Walker. DOC will be with you tomorrow, breaking every angle down of Commanders and Bears. We have to. I was told by the super producer. Hello, Doc. First and foremost, how are you?
Hello, Linnell.
I was told by the super producer to make sure I get you to stick to the rules. We got two players each. You choose two. I choose two. Anthony will choose two.
We alternate.
We're alternate.
Are you talking about the same Anthony that that I devoured
in the
picks?
No. We have the same record, Doc.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to engage in that.
I don't even want to get involved in that anymore. It's no fun. I thought it was going to be challenging. You know, we'd be back and forth. It's no fun when you just win outright.
Yeah.
You know,
I can imagine.
It's no competition, so.
Well, that's how I felt the first couple of weeks of the season, whipping Anthony's ass. So yeah. I know what you're talking about. I get you.
But you know, you guys, but I'm you're never too old to learn.
Yeah.
And that's what I say to all of my brothers that have a little gray in their beard now. Never, ever look at something and say, hey, I don't get that. No, get it. Get in it. Put the time in, because you young people come up with some really pretty good things. I like it, and you're very entertaining. I like listening to the both of you. As long as it's not necessarily about winning, you guys are really good.
But when
y'all just don't win it. I mean, it's like you keep winning. No, a lot of people win, but they're not champions.
Yeah. Well, I get that.
Very quick winning champion.
Yeah. That's why we bring you in.
Look how many people go out for things and they end up in second place, third place. Some of them don't even ribbon. They don't get nothing. And then there's an elite group that no matter what the circumstance, they find a way to win. They win something. They win it. So, and that's what you hope that young people would.
Well,
not
I can't
about
help
getting
but
rich,
I can't help but notice getting, the hardware on your finger.
Well, that's a sign of a champion.
Yeah, I figured.
Know, yeah,
I figured. There's the lighting, the contrasting lights that we have in here
it's
and stuff.
It's a champion.
Let's get to it though. Okay. It is time for our Super Six Pack. You know what they call that, DLC? That's championship imaging. That's the imaging.
You're really good at that.
That's
really
the imaging of a champion. I'll kick us off here. Top six commanders that were put under the microscope. Since there are three of us, we're going to go 2-2. One offense, one defense from each of us. My offensive key commander, and you already heard this if you all listen to You Know Who and You Know What. But my offensive key commander, is actually, once again, Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey, my offensive key commander. Washington is going to have someone else in this wide receiver core step up. You're down Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown once again. Luke McCaffrey came up huge last week with a big 50-yard reception and really loosened up that L.A. Chargers defense. Will he be the guy once again here tonight on Monday Night Football? Because I know what I'm going to get from Deebo Samuel. I'm going to get about 10, 11 targets, 8 catches, 85 yards, a touchdown. Who is going to be the other member of this Washington Commanders receiver and core to step up? I think it will be Luke McCaffrey. Anthony, your offensive key commander that you're putting in this Super Six pack.
I'm going with Josh Connerly Jr.
Yeah.
He's going to be matched up with former
you know who?
Washington football, former Redskin, former commander, Montez Sweat. And while Sweat's production hasn't been all that, you know, good this season, I think he just has just one sack on the season. Like, they're paying that guy buku bucks to have that, you know, little production. I think stifling him, not allowing him to, you know, have a get-right game against his former team is going to be of most importance. And I think Josh Connerly, it'll be a good touch for him as well. Like, Sweat's long, he's fast, he's strong. So I think this could be good for Connerly early on in his career.
That's really game ready. I like that because it's a matchup. He was my favorite player on the defensive line here when they were selling all that propaganda about all the first round picks. They didn't end up really, it didn't amount to much. It was far more publicity than productivity. But they all had talent.
Yeah.
And they'll all be in the league a lot, but you didn't win. You went a little bit. You won they win the East once. You know, and that you can't discount it. But I like that. I'm a little surprised. One thing about Anthony, he really catches on.
He's a quick learner, isn't he?
Yeah, once just when I think that
it's something about those orange men. I don't know what it is.
Well, I do. I have a pretty good idea of it. I mean, they actually had to go to class.
Well,
you know, and not everybody can say that. And so it's yeah, I'll go with that. I'm staying on the offensive line. I'm not getting all the way from my O line, my left guard. I'm trying to find somebody that would be that'd be bigger. Who would I want to go with and be diverse so I can sound, you know, like the rest of you, but I just can't. Chris Paul, my guy. Yeah.
Chris Paul's got an easier matchup tonight. No Grady Jarrett. It'll be him versus big Andrew Billings in the middle. That matchup gonna be huge, man.
It don't matter. It don't matter. All I know is what I'm seeing him do now with the vice grips that he has. And I love all of them. I could have picked any one of them. It was going to be one of those five. One of the Fab Five was going to be my pick. And we'll see what happens.
So we haven't really talked about Grady Jarrett being out, but I really like Chris Paul.
Yeah.
As your pick, Doc.
I think it's...
That's cute.
They're having a love fest while I'm in here. I don't have time for that. Say that for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Some people need that.
Yeah. That word of encouragement.
There you go.
You got to know. This is why I know you're a good coach.
Hey,
man.
Doc, I'll keep it to myself next time. That's all.
That's fine.
No, because some people.
In other words, I know I'm right. So I'm not guessing. I'm not going to sit up and go, oh my God. I wonder, am I doing the right thing?
Hey, Doc, I'm not going to be like Linnell and say we're the same person and we know ball. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, he's laughing at that.
No, he slid that in. That was, you know, I've gotten a number of comments about that. And you know what it is?
You and something else, Slim.
No, he said it. I said he's 27.
Well, no, I did say
it. And when he says the youngest in charge.
Yeah.
You got to understand what that means.
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't know what it means, but you have got to find a way to figure out what that means. But that brother said that, and I'm thinking, you know, 27 years. I just go.
Well, look, Doc.
I was trying to think of, was there anybody as I grew up and the people that were influential in my life, men like Mr. Moore, All-State guy, military, played ball, Division I. I couldn't even form a mouth to say that. You know what I'm saying? It's like me with Coach Thompson.
It takes gumption.
I'm talking with Coach Thompson.
Gall.
You
know what I'm saying?
And Coach might have been talking about a boxing one. He might have been talking about. And I go, oh, yeah. Like, and I don't even know how I would have said it.
But that's the difference. You didn't. I mean, you played high school basketball?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
My error. No. It's nothing that I'm exceptional. My entire generation.
Yeah.
We weren't, you guys are, they singled it, some knucklehead decided to make you guys specialize.
In one sport?
Yeah. We did every sport.
Yeah. I dig it. One half of our Super Six Pack in the books, our top six commanders that we're putting under the microscope, Lynnell Willingham, Doc Walker, Anthony Haney with you here on this Burgundy and Gold game day.
Can I leave now?
We'll put a bow on the show coming up on the other side of the break. We each gave our offensive key commander. It's now time for our defensive key commander. Okay. There's only one man in Odyssey, D.C. that can get you to be coachable, and his name is the youngest in charge, Lynnell Willingham. We'll finish up the Super Six Pack on the other side of the break, but first let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
One final segment before myself and Denton Day take over for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show on 106.7 The Fan and right here on the Team 980. Wrapping up our Super Six Pack, our top six commanders that we're putting under the microscope who must play well in order for the commanders to get their first winning streak of the season. We all gave an offensive guy, myself, DOC, and Ant. I went with Luke McCaffrey. Ant went with Josh Connolly. The DOC going with Chris Paul. I'll kick us off here on defense. I told you the key to victory tonight is getting after Caleb Williams. How do you do that? Interior pressure. I know Dorrance Armstrong is the guy that leads the team in sacks and pressures, but Deron Payne, my boy, you are under the microscope tonight. Deron Payne has to win his matchup, dominate on the interior versus Joe Tooney, versus Jonah Jackson. It's going to be hard. It ain't going to be easy. They are a formidable inside trio. I think Payne, in order for Washington to win tonight, has to dominate that matchup. And who you got on the defensive side?
Defensive side of the ball, I think I want to go with Jordan McGee. I think you and JP talked about it earlier today. Oh, Doc, did I steal your guy?
Again, look at these two.
Did I steal your guy, Doc?
No, you should. I trained this boy.
Yeah.
I'm just like a problem, like his father. I feel proud whenever he does something that I was thinking about doing. We're on the same wavelength.
Great minds think alike. Yeah, must be the championship thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be. But now I'm going with Jordan McGee. I think he's going to have an uptick in snaps today. Last week when he was out there, definitely was impactful. And I think this week, just because they play a lot of 12, 13 personnel, we could see more three linebacker sets. So yeah, Jordan McGee.
I'm going with Newton. Newton had a big block.
Yeah.
But it's also homeboy. The Bears for guy Illini.
Yeah.
That's family, home.
For sure.
It's huge for him
yeah.
to blow up against a team he probably wanted to play for.
There we go. Our Super Six Pack, we'll wrap it up here. Luke McCaffrey, Josh Connolly, Chris Paul, Deron Payne, Jordan McGee, Johnny Newton, the six commanders that must play well. It is prediction time here on the Burgundy and Gold today. The Washington Commanders looking to improve to 10-2 at home under head coach Dan Quinn. Also, with a win tonight, they would be atop the NFC East. No tie. They would be atop the NFC East because the tiebreaker would go to the Washington Commanders. I'll start us off here with our predictions. We did our Burgundy and Bold predictions. I said Bill Merritt goes for 200 yards. I said this defense scores a touchdown. I think tonight's game is all Washington Commanders. Give me the Washington Commanders 31-17 tonight. I think this offense comes out hot. I think they start fast, and I think defensively they're able to get after Caleb Williams. Whether it's sending four, sending five, they find a way to do it. Give me the Commanders 31-17 tonight.
I'm going Commanders 34, Bears 13. Damn. I think the defense is going to go out there and send a message, dog. They got something to prove. They got a chip on their shoulder. And I think, and I said last week, turnovers are fluke, and I think we're going to string together games where we're consistently getting turnovers.
There we go. DLC, your prediction. How do you see tonight playing out?
I don't know what I see run, but I don't know if the artist formerly known. I don't know, but I don't. I see 28 points, and I see 19. I don't think the Bears get 20. I don't think we get to 30. I like us to win it, but that's I don't see us that far.
You think it's a lot closer than what people are projecting?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The Bears are not bad. They just don't know how to get out of their own way.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to want this so bad.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I just think, yeah. But as long as we win,
yeah.
You know, I'm not a point. We win, and I'll go with the win, but I'll play the point game with you.
Well, there we go.
If we don't, I'm going to be really highly irritated.
Well, I'm about to say, either or, it's going to be appointment radio tomorrow when the DOC is in here 4-7, breaking down every angle of Commanders and Bears. That is going to do it, though, here for a game day edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. Burgundy and Gold Game Day continues next. Myself and Denton Day.
DD.
Bringing you the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. We're back with you at the two-minute warning all the way through halftime. Then we're with you at the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter all the way up until 40 minutes after the final whistle. You can hear Toby Altizer and the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, here on radio breaking down every angle of Commanders and Bears. Thank you to our pal J.P. Finley. Thank you to your calls.
Ears on?
We did have all ears
all right,
on.
All ears.
Thank you to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Thank you to super producer Anthony Haney. We're back with you tomorrow right here on the Team 980. The Burgundy and Gold pregame show with myself and Denton Day comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.